With inflation pushing more Canadians into insolvency, a new report delves into the kinds of debt involvent people have, and what drove them into their current situations. Insolvency is a financial state where someone cannot meet debt payments on time. It can lead to bankruptcy, which is a legal process that happens when someone declares that he or she can no longer pay back debts to creditors. The top cause for people being forced into insolvency is general financial mismanagement that caused them to overextend credit, according to Insolvency Trustees Sands & Associates 2023 BC Consumer Debt Study. That study found 27% of 1,700 surveyed British Columbians who recently filed for an insolvency proceeding said that they got where they are by buying items without thinking about their budgets, and then going into debt when they had to pay for the items. The second most cited reason for landing in insolvency was using credit for essential purchases that income could not cover. Other causes cited include illness, injury or health-related problems, 11%, marital or relationship breakdown, 7%, job-related issue, 5%, and pandemic-related job loss or reduction in work hours, 5%. The most recent Office of the Superintendent of Bankruptcy data show that the total number of insolvencies, bankruptcies and proposals, in Canada increased by 5.1% in November 2023, compared to the previous month. Bankruptcies increased by 7.1%, while proposals increased by 4.5%, it said. The total number of insolvencies in November 2023 was 24.4% higher than the total number of insolvencies in November 2022. Consumer insolvencies increased by 24%, while business insolvencies increased by 36.8%, according to the National Data Cruncher. In BC, there were 1,208 consumer bankruptcies or proposals in November, up more than 25.4% from the same month in 2022. In what might seem obvious, virtually all of the people surveyed have been affected by inflation. The Sands & Associates study found 95% of survey participants indicated that their household has been impacted by recent inflation increases. The surprise here might be that 5% of those surveyed did not feel any effects of rising prices for essentials. Canada's inflation rate rose to a 39-year peak of 8.1% in June 2022. The nation's inflation rate had steadied to 3.1% in November, while BC's inflation rate was slightly more, at 3.2% in November, which is the most recent month for which data is available. Economists expect inflation to tick up in December. More than 4 in 5 participants, 87%, told Sands & Associates that filing a consumer proposal or declaring personal bankruptcy has helped them manage day-to-day finances despite rising costs. Being deep in debt unsurprisingly caused mental health challenges. About 83% of survey respondents said that they were in a state of constant worry about debt. About 79% said that their mental health suffered by being in debt, while 61% said that their self-esteem suffered, according to the study. About 1 in 6 respondents said that they experienced suicidal ideation because of their debt stress, the study said. G. Corstrom at biv.com twitter.com/glencorstrom